But I wanted to tell you this. My experience helping the city. At one point in time, I'd served on every board except the Salvation Army and maybe one other board. I thought that I could promote Chickasha. So I elected to file for the office of mayor in 1989. The only woman, black, white, whatever, to seek the office of mayor of Chickasha. I was ready. My mind, my everything. I thought that I could take Chickasha to heights.
Were you elected?
No. I lost. Listen, I lost by 190 votes, I think they said. And they wanted me to contest the closing of a poll. But this is where I live. I'd rather just take that loss and move on with it and support whoever is elected. And it was a man. The other time that I felt, for lack of a better word, that segregation, when they completed, overlaid Ada Scipio, when they got to the black community, they failed to put in the proper drainage and so on. I was told then to file a grievance and go on to court with it. The concrete wasn't there, so evidence was to support that. But I did not do that. Along came a city manager that spent more than $15,000 to put in a drain that you see in front of the school and around that school, that drainage.
You finally got the drainage.
I got the drainage years later.
But you remain in politics of sort. You were the first black elected as a Democratic Party official in Grady County.
When I was elected, and that was in the 70s.
When you were elected co-chairperson and secretary-treasurer of the Grady County Democratic Central Committee.
Yes. Early on, I started working at the voting poll. Mr. Joe Prince was in politics heavily, and he said that I should work where you vote. They need somebody black. There's a lot of black people voting. And so I went, and they hired me. I reported there at 7 o'clock that morning. I was going to be a counter. They refused me. They said they didn't need any Negroes working at the poll. They didn't allow that. So the inspector did not allow me to work. Mr. Prince came by to see how I was doing, and I told him. Then he said, go downtown and tell what's going on. I then did that. They told me to just stay there, and I would get paid for that day. They got rid of those individuals one at a time. I went from counter to judge, and then I became an inspector.
You were the first black to work at the election polls as counter, judge, inspector in your ward,
yes,
and a tabulator for the Grady County Election Board.
Yes.
And then you organized and participated in mass voter registration drives,
yes,
locally and statewide.
Yes, I would always just organize individuals. I would go from door to door to say it's important for you to vote. Have you voted? If you haven't voted for a period of time, then they'll drop your name and you need to go back to register again and vote. And before every election, I would be one of those individuals to go alert everybody, put the announcement out, leave little announcements on the doors and whatnot.